What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar. The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When's ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
What's up? This is another episode of What is TWS Podcast. I am Jay Flan, and I am solo this afternoon. This is going to be episode, I'm going to call it episode 27 and a half is what I'm going to call it. I think that's where we are. I have no idea. Richard correct me at some point. But yeah, we had some content that we recorded on location out at the Hair Lounge in Pflugerville. Shout out to them. Shout out to Drew, Clipper Beast, Jalen, and Champ for letting us come out and record an episode from there. I just got a lot of editing to do to that to get it ready for you guys. So we do plan on releasing it really soon, hopefully in time for the Thursday episode. But I wanted to do something. I wanted to be able to deliver something to you Monday morning. So I'm in here late Sunday night, recording by myself. Rich, I had some family stuff to attend to, so he couldn't make it. So you are stuck with me. So sorry. I apologize. Let's get started. What I'm sipping. This is interesting. I am sipping some lemon ginger tea. And what's interesting, and it's got probiotics. Probiotics. Damn, what is a probiotic? I made up a word. Probiotics in it. And it's interesting to me because it has almost like a creamy, like a buttery smell. And it tastes like it got milk in it, but it's just like straight tea. I don't even put sweetener in here. So I'm not sure if that means it's like expired and gone bad or something, or if it's just a dope tasting tea. I'll keep you guys posted if anything goes wrong. If you hear me go silent at some point, you'll know. Don't drink tea if it smells buttery. But hey, I'll be your guinea pig. This is how much I care about you folks. I'll take on that challenge. I'll try it out first and let you know how it goes. But beyond that, I really have like no script, no plan for this episode. I honestly have no idea how I'm going to make it through this much time. So this is probably going to be a pretty short episode, which a lot of you have been asking for. And, you know, our episodes are a little too long. So we'll see. We'll see how people take to this. Hopefully I make it half an hour. 45 minutes would be great. No idea if any of that is possible. We're going to see. So, oh, man. I don't know. I'll just talk to you about whatever I feel like talking about. Man, today was an eventful day for me. I got back out running. I put the shoes on. I put the nice Nike running shirt on. I put on my compression socks. I broke out the jogging stroller, and my wife, my daughter, and I, we went for a run, trying to train again to get back in shape to do some of these longer distances. I've run two half marathons. I finished a marathon. I don't tell people I ran a marathon because I didn't run quite a bit of it. I think I ran like a good 17 miles, and then I crawled the rest of the way somehow. I'm trying to get myself back in shape to be able to run those kind of distances again. I've already registered for a half marathon next year. I'm trying to get Rich to join me in that. Maybe we can do some sort of miles for charity sort of tie-in. But we'll see. We'll see. I think my wife is doing a 10-miler in a couple months. And I thought about joining her on that race, but they don't allow strollers, so we'd either have to get a sitter or figure out a situation for my daughter if both of us were going to be out there. So that's another one to think about. But yeah, definitely trying to get myself back in shape to run again. And running with the stroller was a new experience for me. I thought it was kind of like going to be helpful, like, you know, having something to hold on to, maybe lean on a little bit, not to put my daughter in danger, but carry some of the weight, or if I got real tired. But no, it's the exact opposite, and it really kind of pisses me off, because I used to hate when guys would pass me with strollers when I was doing races before, and now I'm seeing like how much more effort they had to be putting forth in order to do that. So I don't know. On one end, I'm kind of excited. Like, if I get used to running with the stroller, and I can get back to the paces and things I used to do by myself with the stroller. What is it? All right, let me try. It's the tea. It's got to be the tea. For some reason, I'm taking a sip of the tea to correct it. But yeah, hey, learn from my mistakes, people. But yeah, if I can get back to my normal pace with the stroller, then without the stroller, I should be that much faster. So that's what I'm hoping. Like pushing it through gravel and stuff today was just exhausting. The run was horrible. Nowhere near my old pace. Had nowhere near the stamina. My lungs were burning. But I had to get back out there. I had to start somewhere. So here I am, people. Wish me luck. Trying to get Rich involved and try to hit some of my old trails again. I know I got a buddy who's trying to get me to do some hill training. I hate hills. I hate them with a passion. But yeah, if you get good on the hills, then there's gravy everywhere else. But that was the beginning of my day. That was my morning, and felt good to get back out there. I actually feel pretty strong right now. Like I'm excited with the way things turned out. I was slow, and I definitely wasn't in shape, but back didn't lock up, and that was really what I was concerned about the most. I'm getting old, and like things don't work, and my back has been a sore spot for a long time. That's usually the first thing to go when I'm running. My legs will feel fine, my lungs will feel fine, and my back just locks up, and that's just excruciatingly painful, and I can't go any further. So I was able to stay on my feet for about a half an hour, running pretty much the entire time without my back locking up. So I'm excited about that. I think maybe I had injured myself and just never gave it time to heal. So give yourself time to heal, people. Time heals all wounds. It took like a year and a lot of cheeseburgers and cookies, but my back is better now. Thank the man upstairs. Another sip. Oh, man. And then what else? And I got an interesting story from dinner tonight, but I'll try to save that for later. I'm trying to save that for like when I'm like 20 minutes in and I need 10 more minutes to fill. I got this story planned. But what else can I talk about in the meantime? Who knows? I don't know. Man, I didn't watch the Pro Bowl today. Anybody watch the Pro Bowl? You're not here to tell me. But I doubt that you did, because who cares about the Pro Bowl? It sounded like they went back to the old AFC, NFC format. I know my boy Kirk Cousins played. I guess he took Matt Ryan's spot in the Pro Bowl. It was kind of dope. So, shout out to him. From what I hear, he was moments away from maybe like earning himself an offensive MVP trophy for the game. He was bringing the NFC back before Jimmy Graham let a pass bounce off his chest into the hands of the defense. And then Kirk ran him down. Kirk ran down Aqib Talib, forced a fumble. It's pretty impressive, Redskins take the Pro Bowl pretty seriously. I remember that Sean Taylor assault and battery on a punter in the Pro Bowl. So it's nice to see that Kirk Cousins decided to play all the way through the whistle, finish the game, caused that fumble. I don't know what happened after that. So I'm talking like I watched the game, but I have no idea. And really don't care. For that matter, like, I'm not that concerned about the Super Bowl this year. Like, I'm a huge sports fan. I love sports, and especially when it comes down to this time in the season, when it's playoffs and championships and things are, everything's on the line. It's really competitive. This is my favorite time to watch. And I mean, I don't know if it's just been the NFL or if it's just all sports this year. I can't get myself into it like I usually do. At this point, we would have had something planned with somebody for, how we were going to watch the game, or who we were going to watch the game with. nobody's talked about anything. Nobody is talking about anything. I don't think we care. I mean, I don't know. There's no movement right now in my camp towards getting ready for the Super Bowl. So we'll see what happens. I know I do want the Falcons to win just because I hate the Patriots. So, again, I'm taking all bets on that one. I feel good about the Falcons. That offense is just amazing. It's difficult to stop. I don't know. It's not like any of the other teams that Belichick normally faces. I don't think that there's a position on the team you can shut down and that be the end of it. I think you can do your best to slow down Julio. That'll probably be their focus. But I think even if you take Julio out of the game, they have enough weapons to keep up with the Patriots. It should be a good game. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Looking forward to it. I have the creeping feeling in the back of my head that I'm going to miss it somehow, that I'm going to forget about the Super Bowl, and I'm just going to wake up and be like, oh, that happened? Word? Who won? Oh, okay, whatever. Moving on. I think I'm just getting old. Like, I'm getting old, and I have a kid, and I'm trying to get this business off the ground. It's just too many other things going on in my life that sports don't have the place of prominence that they used to. And I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know. Am I losing a piece of who I was? Am I not me anymore because I'm a devoted father and husband? Those are the two greatest titles I've ever achieved. But yeah, I'm obviously not the same person. I guess that's a good thing. I guess that's a good thing. Yeah, I want to do a blog post or even like a blog section on how podcasting has changed me. But now that I think of it, maybe I just need to include everything, like podcasting, fatherhood, being married, how it all has changed me. I talk to a lot of my male friends, and especially those that aren't married. And I think there are some misconceptions for young men about marriage and what it really means. It's not, to me at least, it's not the prison sentence in the head, you know, some people try to make it out to be. It's not, I don't feel locked down or restricted in any way. I normally tell most people that it's freeing to me. Like, I really feel like it's alleviated a lot of stress to me. Like, you know, instead of having to worry about, which I used to, about what so many people think about me, I now have, you know, two people that I really have to worry about. And in most cases, it still comes down to the one. Because even when my daughter doesn't like me, as long as my wife thinks what I'm doing is right, then I'm good. And that's a freeing feeling for me. I don't have to worry about anyone else's approval. Not my mother's, not a boss, not anybody. You know, as long as my wife believes in what I'm doing or thinks that the decision I made was good, then I'm good. You know, and I can sleep well. I sleep well right next to her. And when someone else's opinion bothers me, I reach out and I touch her on the shoulder, realize she's still there, and then I'm good. As long as she's there, I'm good. So. I kind of want to do some blog pieces on that, like just the path of growing up for me, because I'm 35 and I still got a ways to go in terms of being a true adult. But I think in the last couple of years, with things that have happened to me, I really have become more of an adult, more of what I was. I think I identify myself more as an adult. I think maybe 4 years ago, I would be playing Madden right now, and thinking in my head, man, I don't feel like a 30-year-old. But right now, sitting in front of my PlayStation, I kind of want to play Madden, but this was more important. And then when I finish doing this, going to bed is more important. Waking up in the morning so I can go to work, so I can keep the roof over Elise and Tammy's head is more important. So this is why sports is taking a backseat. Man, I'm having like an epiphany here. This is the benefit of the podcast. You guys get to experience me having these thoughts and working them through. I mean, not that means anything to you. You probably don't care, but this is what I wanted to do with it. So I'm happy that this is happening. I got to start caring a little more. I don't know. Fuck it, though. It's buttery. So, man, what am I vaping? I'm still vaping the Skyhook. I actually saw some cool vape equipment on YouTube this weekend, but I'm trying to resist the temptation. I'm trying to keep, you know, I got some purchases coming up that I want to make, so I can't be wasting money on these, you know, small onesie twosie things. I definitely want to get a Switch, Nintendo Switch, when it comes out. So that's the main thing on my radar. Let me get that out the way, you know, get that through the wife's approval. And if I can get the Switch with, you know, the games and accessories that I want, then we, you know, I'll take a couple months off from spending and get back to the vape equipment. But I'm still rocking the Skyhook, which I'm really impressed by. I really like this thing. It's become my go-to vape. And I got some sort of peanut butter, whatever. Let's take a tote, as they say on YouTube. Man. So the things that are coming to my mind to talk about are the things that we talked about at the barbershop. So I'm trying to avoid those. I'm trying to think if there were things that we talked about in the car on the way up to the barbershop that we didn't end up discussing in the barbershop. Oh, man. I don't know. I do not know. I want to sing a song. No, y'all don't want me to do that. Oh, man. This is what happens when I'm up in the studio by myself. What's there to do? I had to talk to my big brother, Mr. 1-3, this weekend. That was dope. Also got to talk to my man Kayvon this weekend, which was dope. That's my, like, Kayvon is like my fatherhood mentor. You know, I look at him and what he's doing with his kids. He's got twins and a daughter, two twin boys and a daughter, and you know, if he can maintain and still have a smile on his face and still enjoy life, then I can never complain about the stresses of dealing with Elise. But it's getting fun now, so I got a chance to chat with him. He's also a Cowboy fan, so, you know, I got to welcome him to the off season, which is my favorite thing to do. I talked to 1-3, and what I'm really trying to get off the ground, and 1-3 sounded like he was definitely on board, is getting the mixtape done. You know, we got the website's up, podcast is going. Need to do some work on the blog. Now we got the store. We've upgraded the store so we can sell digital content. So the next thing would be, let's, you know, Rich and I dabble. We dabble with the bars. I still think I'm nice. I still think I need to do something. I ain't Royce nice, which is why you haven't heard any bars recently. Confidence is shaking, but I'm gonna come back. When I come back, it's gonna be epic. You're not ready. I'm trying to tell you. Nah, but Rich, when you hear this episode, let's do this for real. Let's get this mixtape done. I know, you know, 1-3 will definitely donate some beats to us, and just knock it out. I think it'll be an exciting project. It'll be something else for me to work on. I'm enjoying having these things to kind of keep me distracted from all of, you know, the bullshit that's going on right now. So it's real dope to have projects and to be around other, you know, other people that are moving in directions, so that, you know, when you get these ideas, when you get these thoughts, you know, you got like a team behind you. You got a team ready to move. People that's been moving in that direction, you know, for years and just waiting for the green light. So that's what I feel like we got right now. So we can take advantage of it. And put something out, you know, for the people. See, I do all of this for the people. It's all for you. I'm drinking this buttery tea for you. I love the people. So it's all gone. And I'm still conscious. See how long that lasts. We're about 20 minutes in. So I think now it's time to move to my story. And please, people, listen to this. And I beg for comments a lot. But I'm a beg again. I'm begging for comments on this one. Like, I really feel a certain kind of way about the way I felt about this situation. And, excuse me, the buttery tea is making me burp, though. And I'd like to get your opinion, how you feel about the situation or how you would have responded to it. So, here we go. After the run today, which is one of my favorite things to do. One of my favorite things about running was running being an excuse to eat whatever the fuck I wanted to eat. So that was always the draw. Like when we were trying to get friends to come run with us, it was like, hey, we're going to get up early. We're going to go for this run. And then after the run, we go on to breakfast, you know, pick the breakfast spot. That's what we're going to do. So we ran the day and it was like, you know, after the run, we had plans for coming home, cooking dinner. Of course, you know, being out of shape after running, I didn't feel like cooking anything. I'm like, let's hit someplace. Let's go. It's one of our favorite spots and get something to eat. So that's what we did. So I get there and I, you know, and we go straight from running. So we just go foul. I don't believe in being publicly offensive, but, you know, I'm not going, if I go and like run and then shower, I'm going to sleep. So I got to run and then eat and then come home and do whatever I needed to do and then shower. Cause after I shower, I'm going to sleep. And I'm saying this, while I showered like several hours ago and I'm still awake. So I don't know. I guess I'm a liar. But anyway, we went to the spot to get something to eat. When I first get there, because I'm still, you know, sweaty and everything from the run, and I got like the, you know how, when you run and you've been sweating for a long time, like it eventually like just dries and it's like salt all over your face. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but that is gross. So I went to the bathroom to wash my hands, just put some water on my face, kind of clean myself up a little bit. And so as I'm washing my hands, I hear the bathroom door open. I look up in the mirror and I can see the person coming in. And this person seemed to be, I don't know, Indian or Middle Eastern. I don't know which one. But he looked into the mirror. We kind of caught eyes. And he had like this scowl on his face. Like he just looked angry at me for whatever reason. And immediately, like my inner racist started talking. And I felt uncomfortable. Like I felt like worried. Like he's about to blow the restaurant up. That's the first thought that came through my mind. I know it's wrong. But I'm talking, I'm trying to share these thoughts with people so y'all can help me understand how to deal with them. So that's the first thought that came to my mind is that I'm in the episode of 24 and the restaurant, we're doomed. We're all doomed. Like, I don't know if he's going to blow it up or it's going to be some shots fired. I don't know. Just the climate that we're in right now, I got worried about some things. Why is he mad at me? I haven't talked to him. I haven't said anything to him. He just came in the bathroom and gave me a dirty look. For no reason. I'm washing my hands. Not like I was in there like shitting and fucking the bathroom up, you know, that he had to use. I was just in there washing my hands, you know. Possibly, it could have been that I was publicly offensive. That could have been the reason, but that didn't cross my mind at that particular moment. So anyway, I leave the bathroom, going back to the table where, you know, where Tammy and Elise are. And all of a sudden in my head, like everything went slow motion. And I was in like that scene in the movie right before the bomb goes off where the camera like pans through the crowd and it's like showing people doing regular everyday stuff, like what you would be doing right before you die in a terrorist attack. Like this is what was going on in my head. I know it's wrong. I'm sharing people. Share back. So I'm looking, you know, it's like an attractive white family sitting, like laughing, eating their mac and cheese and stuff, and it's all in slow motion in my head. And it's like these a young couple that, you know, just got off their motorcycles, just like drinking coffee and blah blah blah, and they're having a conversation and yada yada yada. There's a family right in front of us that looks like, you know, that everybody's on their phones, not really talking to each other. You know, kind of, you know, you got to get that. You know, got to get that image in there of the family that's not connected anymore. That's all disconnected. Like, you know, way too American and involved in their bullshit or whatever. Then it was like right behind us, there was like a gay couple, like the two dudes and their adopted daughter. Because I'm saying she's adopted because she was ethnic. Yeah. You see how my brain works? Like, I'm not that bright. But anyway, yeah, but the girl was, like, ethnic, and she had glasses. You could tell, like, she was probably, like, their fixer-upper. Like, they're going to get a kid, you know, from a bad background. It's got some, you know, some issues and some hurdles to overcome, and they're going to help her overcome their hurdles. And on the table was, like, flashcards and books. Like, she can't even eat a meal without having to study and get smarter because... like that's what it's all about. They're gonna make her a better person. Like this is the thoughts that were going through my head. I'm just watching all this, you know, unfold in the restaurant as I'm waiting for the attack to commence. I was kind of trying to think of like what my family was, like what we would be in the movie. And I guess, you know, like Elise was a little fussy at that time, so we would be like the I'm gonna call us young because I feel young. The young couple with the young child that's like fussy, and we're trying to feed it, her, and you know, and that's when the bomb goes off. That's when the psychopath. Anybody do ROTC and do those cadences? Do you know the McDonald's massacre? Anybody? Looking for hands? All right, whatever. Bug it though. But yeah, so that's what happened to me. And then I'm at the table with my wife, and I'm thinking, like, you know, because Rich has been sending me these videos recently of you know, black people getting falsely accused or unnecessarily harassed because somebody felt uncomfortable about what they were doing while black. I don't know if you remember a couple episodes ago, we talked about Rich being at brunch with his fiance and a couple getting uncomfortable because they were there, and then getting more uncomfortable when some more black and Latino dudes came in, and then eventually like rushing, finishing their meal and leaving. I'm sitting there, and like in the back of my mind is the real thought that this is the type of stuff that happens right before a terrorist attack. Now, what I can say for myself was then there was also that other like real logical part of my mind that was saying all the dude did was walk in the bathroom with a angry look on his face. Maybe he was the one that had to take a shit and was mad that you was in there because he wasn't going to feel comfortable enough to really let loose how he needed to get loose. Maybe I was publicly offensive. Maybe he just had an argument, you know, with his girl at the table and at the moment he was looking at me, was replaying the conversation in his head, thinking of that smart remark he could have made, but he missed out on. And the petty in him was scowling at me. Like, I did at least have that part of my brain that was like, there's so many more explanations for what happened. Like, I think you just watched too much TV. Like, there was the part of me that was saying, you watched too much TV, you've seen too many movies, and you're putting yourself in a movie because you want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger in one of them joints and like get your family out alive. Like, you're just over dramatizing the situation. So I had that part of my brain functioning so I could come back to the table and be in this like fantasy world where this horrible thing was getting ready to happen. But there was a part of me that was still like, that's fantasy. That's not real. So I wasn't like alerting the staff. I didn't, you know, come out and, excuse me, I think we need to evacuate. You know, let's not make a scene. Let's just round up everybody. You know, you're going to have to take a loss on this. I wouldn't try to get all the checks. Just get the people out of the building. It's about to go down. Like, these things went through my head. Like, how would I do it? But I didn't do it, though. But I didn't do it. So I felt like a racist. But, like, I didn't do anything racist. So I don't know. And then I'm having this is all what's going in my head. Like, so what happens if it does like blow up? Am I going to be in heaven or wherever it is I get sent? Like, damn, dog, the one time you don't say something, like, you know, you saw it coming and you settle. If you see something, say something. They tell you that all the time. And you decided to remain silent. Evil thrives when good men do nothing. Like, all these thoughts going through my head. But I didn't do that. I didn't do anything. I was smart enough to know that I was just in a fantasy world. But I just wonder about these other people that, like, you know, see a black guy getting in a car in their neighborhood and assume he's breaking in, and then the police jump him. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen that video. Like, you know, are they missing? Are we similar? And we both had that part of our brain that went off and saw, like, a stereotypical situation happening. And had the stereotypical thoughts. And the only difference between us is that they acted on them and I didn't. Like, they didn't have that other logical piece to come behind it and say, maybe you're putting something you saw in a movie in real life and you need to, like, chill the fuck out and not call the police on somebody for driving home. Like, I don't know. I'm really interested in this. Like, how other people if you've been in a situation, a similar situation, and maybe how you dealt with it, or whatever. But it was real interesting to me because we're in the restaurant, and eventually the gay couple behind us is leaving, and my wife is like, "You think they're gay and they adopted that little girl?" I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "What? Where have you been? Like, I have been watching this restaurant for the past 45 minutes. How have you not seen all of these people? I bet knew they was gay with the ethnic adopted kid. Like that's part of the storyline. Did you miss the movie? Like what?" You know, I was way too involved in what was going on around me, but you know, am I not supposed to be right now? It feels like right now you need to be like overly involved in what's going on around you because shit just pops off. But you know, I don't know. This is the shit I think about. Is something wrong with me? I don't know. Let's take another hit. Tastes just like peanut butter. But yeah, I don't know. So that was my story. That was really the interesting thing that happened to me today. Something that I wanted to talk about. What else? Where do you go after that? I don't know. I have bad thoughts, and I don't know. The more I talk about them, the more I kind of get the feeling that everybody has these thoughts, and so the only thing that would make me a bad person is that if I acted on them. But then I just wonder, you know, what is the origin of racism? Like, where's that line? Like, how do you go from thinking these things to acting on these thoughts? Like, what happens? Is there something that's missing? Like I said, is it that logical part that doesn't stop speaking up and you just go overboard with the fantasy? Or, I don't know, has your logic been shaped in a way that the fantasy now makes perfect sense and you don't have, you know, there's no reason for you to question it? I don't know. These are the thoughts that I have. I really need to put like a panel together and do that as an episode. Rich, take note of that. But no, seriously, people, send your thoughts and prayers out to Rich and his family. They're going through a lot right now. And I just, you know, I wish there was more I could do to help out. But I really feel for my brother right now. I know he's working very hard to hold everything together and to try to be a rock. And just want to let you know, bro, I see you, and you're definitely an example to all of us on how a man should step forward and care for his family. And I see you working hard, you know, having these long days up all the time, but, you know, doing it because you're supporting the people that you love. So shout out to Rich, bro. I love you, and you know, you're definitely in my prayers. And I did call mom, so this is not one of those, you know, I barely fucks with you and don't want to hurt your feelings. You know, you were on the prayer list. You know, she knows everyone by name. So y'all getting called out by name. Shout out to mom for the prayer list. Yeah. Yeah, my mother is one of the more religious people that I know. I don't know why I didn't. I don't know if it's just purely rebellion. But I don't know why it didn't quite rub off on me. I'm not, like, anti-religion. Excuse me. I am just confused. I don't know. I'm just one of those, you know, I don't know. And this would be another thing I would like to hear from other people on. You know, I used to sit in, I went to church all the time as a kid. And you sit in church, and I went to a lot of like Church of God. Like, what is that? I don't know what it is, but that's one of them style churches where they like run and like people, you know, have seizures or whatever it is that they're doing and speaking in tongues and stuff like that. And, you know, and I went like every Sunday. I was beginning to say I went religiously, but I went like every Sunday, and I did Bible study, and I was one of those, you know, good kids in Bible study. And I knew the verses and could recite the verses, and I could say, like, all the words I'm thinking of are negative. I wanted to say I could spew back the rhetoric, because that's what a lot of it sounded like to me, and still does. But, you know, note this to people who believe, because I'm happy that you have that, you know. But Yeah, I used to sit there, you know, and you would see the people like speaking in tongues and dancing and going into these like what almost seemed like a trance, and I'll just be wondering why I don't feel anything. Like I'm not feeling happy. I'm not even like feeling joy. Like not this overwhelming joy that this person seems to be experiencing, but I'm not feeling anything. Like I'm just here. Like what is something wrong with me? Am I not listening correctly? Did I miss the keyword in there that was supposed to set me off? Like what happened? So I don't know. I think ever since then, like I just had this sort of like standoffish approach to organized religion, and I'm kind of like I have my own personal relationship with God or the higher power, but I'm not a big organized religion person, which is why I say, you know, if something's up with you and I say I'm gonna pray for you, that's like I fuck with you, but and I don't want your feelings to be hurt, but that's not really like the most I could do. The most I could do would be to ask someone that I know is, you know, like if prayer was a job, like my mother prays like it's a job. Like my mother is, she needs like a lifetime achievement award in prayer. Like she's serious about it. So I'm going to give, if I really want good, you know, to come out of the situation, I'm going to involve somebody that I know is like an all-star, like Hall of Fame prayer person. She got a list. She knows the people by name. And she's, you know, I can only imagine how long her prayers go for. Like, you know, I know canned prayers. I know the Lord's Prayer. And there have been times where I've had my own personal prayer. I'm not like, I don't want this to turn into like flange shits on religion, because that's not me. I'm just explaining that whole comment about like, you know, my mom's prayer list, putting you on mom's prayer list. And that's why I think it's a level above mine. Because mine, you know, I don't know if I got the direct line, you know. So maybe that's the T. So let's blame it on the T. Let's do that. Another hit. All right, folks, I'm closing in on 40 minutes, which I feel pretty good about. So probably start going into some final thoughts here. Again, you know, please, you know, pray for, you know, send your thoughts and prayers to Rich and his family. They could definitely use it right now. You know, thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Michigan. Remember that, ttcharities.org, you know. Hit up the site, you know, again, you know, see what you can donate, be it time, be it money, be it clothes, be it toys, be it, you know, connections, whatever it is you can do to help out. Like, we got to take care of each other. We got to take care of our own. We got to become system proof, because the system is moving right now, and it's not moving in a direction that benefits many of us. So we got to have an infrastructure of our own that benefits us and takes care of us, and not depend on these outside sources for help. So I look at my man Tavares as a person that's moving in that direction, and anything I can do to help, I definitely want to try to help, and I want to encourage other people to check him out, and if they see the same goodness in him, to lend their help as well. Shout out to Hair Lounge. Like I said, that episode is coming up. If not this week, next week. I just got to do some editing. I'm still learning this audio engineer thing. I'm sitting here looking at the recording as I do it right now, and that wave is not moving in the way I would like it to move. So hopefully this all did get recorded and you get to hear it tomorrow. If not, you'll hear an apology from me tomorrow on why you don't have an episode. But, man, I made it 40 minutes, and I'm calling that a win. So I think somebody needs to punch my ticket to Houston so I can watch the Super Bowl in person. This was hitting shit. This was an achievement. Yeah. All right. That's me stalling for the last 30 seconds. But, yep, this has been What is TWS Podcast, the White Pants Society, TWS Multimedia LLC. Please check out the store. know, get your TWS gear, rep early, like rep before we break. Cause we gonna break. I'm telling you, I'm grinding until this becomes the next big thing. I believe in this idea. I believe in this brand. You know, I think we've made some big steps in 3 months, and we're only going further. So go on and rep us now before it becomes the cool cliche thing that everybody else is doing. That's how I was with a lot of rappers. I was a big Black Eyed Peas fan before Fergie, and you know, once they got like mainstream, and I couldn't get the CD because it was sold out. Really stopped fucking with. So I'm asking you to fuck with us now, because it might come a time where it's difficult to get in touch with. You know, right now, you leave a comment. I'm heavy. I'm watching, and it ain't but like one of y'all. Shout out to Bonnie that comments on a consistent basis, and I personally respond to everything. Yeah, if you have a comment, a criticism, whatever it is, I'd love to hear it. You know, yeah, please just, you know, just support. Just listen to the podcast. Let me know what you think. Let me know why you don't listen. Let me know if this 45-minute episode suits you better than the hour and 20-minute episodes that we've been dropping recently. And with that said, I will bid you adieu. I'm going to sleep. It's been real, people. Peace.